Miss an interview? Listen to it now at 1043thefan.com. Brought to you by First Bank. You work hard for your business, so should your bank. Talk to a First Bank business specialist today. First Bank. Business banking for good. Member FDIC.
Well, nobody's been more available in the league than Justin Simmons. He's been the most durable guy, period. It's remarkable. We'll get Dylan, you working on it. Find out the number of snaps, consecutive snaps, that, oh, you know what? Maybe Troy knows it off the top of his head. Troy Rank, brought to you by Tranny Law. Troy, do you know the number of consecutive snaps that Justin Simmons actually has?
Yeah, it's right around 1,500. He's their Iron Man, for sure. He has been amazing. They have interest in keeping him long-term, so we'll see. Part of the reason to restructure Flacco's deal was to free up money. Obviously, they did a deal with Jano, but, you know, Justin Simmons, would he take a deal before hitting free agency? I'm not sure anymore. I mean, he's playing pretty well, but, yeah, it's right around 1,500, D-Mac.
All right, Troy, what a day today. What are some of your thoughts? What are the big notes from today?
Yeah, you guys have touched on a lot of it, but, you know, Joe Flacco is out, not because of his mouth, but because of his neck. He has a herniated disc in his neck. He's going to be out weeks. He, as you guys have talked about, he might have played his last down here in Denver. I would not rule that out. Remember, while they have a dead cap hit of $13.6 million, they would free up $20 million in salaries, so they could move on from him. You know, it hurt a little, but they could move on from him after the season. So then that brings in Brandon Allen, former Arkansas star, who has played essentially 4 years in the league without ever playing. And Brett Rypien would probably be the backup this week, with Drew Lock set to take over that role the following week. But all three of these guys have zero NFL snaps. It reminds me when they had Simeon and Lynch, where you go into a season with guys who've had, I think at that point, three snaps. So this is where they're at. And frankly, in talking to fans and following my social media and dealing with season ticket holders, as it stinks for Flacco to be hurt, I hate injuries for all players. This is good news in that there could be an interesting storyline for the month of December for fans to go out and see, because if the offense with Flacco with three or four wins in December was going to be a complete buzzkill. So it is a way that forces a storyline into the Broncos building. That's not the worst thing. I've said it would be almost negligence to enter this offseason and not know what you have in Drew Lock. So Flacco's out. Allen's in. I know nobody knows who he is. Brett Rypien, probably the backup this week. And at some point, I think we're going to see Drew Lock. Maybe that's the end of November or 1st of December.
Troy, you got to explain the Broncos' reasoning behind not beginning the 21-day grace period that Drew Lock could practice. Why is he still on the bench? Why is he still not a part of this team?
Well, I think he is going to practice this week, Tyler, to answer your question.
Okay.
And then, because at that point you can activate him. He's going to be activated in that window now. So it'd be no reason to keep slow playing this. Before, they were trying to slow play it. Are they in it? Are they out of it? They don't want to waste practice time if, you know, Flacco's the guy. That's all out the window now. So I would expect that he is starts practicing beginning, technically, I guess, could be tomorrow, Wednesday, whatever. And they will, because they're in tomorrow, because today's their off day. But I think he will practice this week. I just don't think he would be ready enough to be the backup, to be one snap away, having not played since, what, August 20th? So then the bye week comes, he's able to get into the playbook more, do more stuff, and then practice the next week, where I think he could be the backup at Minnesota. And after that, all bets are off, where you could hopefully be able to get him into making a starting debut sometime again, late November, early December.
Troy, this team has had three losses this season that were, you know, close finishes. What was the mentality and the mood of the locker room yesterday after the game?
I mean, it's weird because they've gone through it three times, as you've mentioned. So it's like a gut punch, punch to the throat, and then that was kind of the chair over the back. Like, are you kidding me? Like, how many games are we going to lose like this? They've lost them for reasons. I mean, some of it is they're just not good enough to win games. It's not. I mean, the one game they deserved to win, they didn't, was Chicago, because that was a ridiculous call on Bradley Chubb. Jacksonville game stinks. That was the call was actually legitimate on Von Miller. And yesterday, the Colts tried to give him the game, Nick, and they re-gifted it. How many times? The Colts had their most penalties since 2016. They had a PAT they missed. They missed a field goal. They're literally saying, please take this game. We're playing terribly today. And the Broncos are like, no, we're good. Have it back. So, again, part of it's a talent issue. Part of it is, as you guys have been on teams, learning to finish is a skill. It's just kind of getting over that next level. So they're learning to compete, and they're in games, but the mood in the locker room afterward was kind of like, are you kidding me? And then part of a resignation of, you know, the season kind of is over in terms of being a contender or getting into the playoff hunt. And, you know, is this Chris Harris's last game? You know, Vaughn was emotional. So there was a lot of different vibes in that locker room. But it is a little different than the last 2 years when they were getting blown out with regularity. They do feel like they're close, but at some point, you got to get the reward. I mean, I've said this in print and on air. Like, it's like they've got this prom thing, and they get a date. They get the tux, they get the boutonniere, and then they don't go to the dance. Like, at some point, you go to the dance. You got to freaking win to get over the hump, and they haven't won.
Thank you, Troy Rang, brought to you by Tranny Law. Thank you, Troy.
Yep, yep.
You work hard for your business. So should we. That's why First Bank offers commercial real estate loans, business lines of credit, and online cash management solutions. With tools and services designed to make your business run easier, your day could have less this and more this. Visit eFirstBank.com/business to learn more. First Bank, business banking for good. Member FDIC. First
Bank. Banking for good.